As you may remember, the sword of the chosen warrior saved the world of Kryon. But what happened before this, therein lies a story. At the beginning of time, the gods created four stones of power. Each stone has a key that will give might and immortality to the person who would put them together. The gods created the stones because there will be a day when people will need greater power to survive against enemy threats. The gods spread some of the stones and keys all across Kryon at the surveillance of people that they trusted. Some of the stones they kept to themselves. Two of the greatest towns in the land of Kryon were Sindel and Draenor. The mighty council of gods sent all of the evil people to Graenel. The gods of Graenel were great warriors, and their leader was Delinum, greatest of them all, who was trained by the gods themselves. Delinum possessed one of the keys. The key was marked with the symbol of fire. But he wasn't satisfied with his position as only a leader. Instead, he wanted to rule the whole world of Kryon. To be the Emperor of Kryon, he had to conquer Sindel, which was protected by the gods. Delinum had heard that if he had the Stone of Fire, he would have immortality and godlike powers. He knew that the stone was in Sindel, at the castle of Queen Shemin. He also knew that by attacking Sindel quickly, the gods would have noticed the battle before it was too late. Delinum gathered an army of gods and prisoners and headed to Sindel. This tale leads you to the time when evil was born. Times before.